just how my life is. That's how it goes.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We're inching closer to a partial government shutdown just before Christmas. The spending bill crafted by House Speaker Mike Johnson has been killed.
Johnson had negotiated a bipartisan spending bill to keep the government funded, but that deal suddenly collapsed yesterday after a fierce last-minute pressure campaign from billionaire Elon Musk, who slammed the deal for wasteful spending, calling it a crime, and asking, "Ever seen a bigger piece of pork?" Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
The ex-husband of Giselle Pellicot, sentenced to 20 years behind bars for drugging her and raping her and allowing other men to do the same while she was unconscious for years. The abuse lasted nearly a decade. 50 co-defendants also found guilty of rape. The FAA has now banned drone operations in several parts of New Jersey until January 17th without special permission from the government due to special security reasons. Several people in New Jersey and elsewhere have reported seeing multiple drones in the skies recently. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. January milk down 53 to 1998. February down 48 to 1957. March down 49 to 1950. April down 35 to 1925. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were steady. Barrels at 178.5, 40-pound blocks at 186. No sales on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 251. One trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 137 and a quarter. Six trades on the day. dry way up a half to 75, three trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower. Live cattle markets were lower on profit taking as the market is concerned about how high the market can go above the resistance levels of 190. Also lower box beef prices pressured markets. Feeder cattle were lower due to the drop in live cattle, even though country demand for feeder cattle remains strong. Hog markets mostly higher on technical buying and higher pork cutout values. December live cattle down 95 cents to 191.30. January feeder cattle down 47 cents to 257. February hogs up 50 cents to 83.70. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mostly lower on the day on spillover pressure from the big drop in soybeans. The daily export wire did see 135,000 metric tons of beans sold to Colombia, but it wasn't enough to support the market. After the big losses from the soybean market, South American weather is still doing well. Also, concerns that the biodiesel tax credit was not in the continuing resolution really provided a lot of pressure to the bean markets. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they moved mostly lower as well due to weakness in the rest of the complex. New crop corn down 5.5 to 433. New crop beans down 23 to 965 and 3/4. March wheat down 3 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 380, January 383, new crop 373, cash beans 872, January 877, February 868, new crop 876. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 397 and a quarter, January and February 397 and a quarter, March at 399 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 402, January 397. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 382, January and new crop at 383. Cash beans 871, new crop 890. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 385, new crop 383, cash beans 867, new crop 876. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 410, April 424, May 426, new crop 394, March beans 928, April 927, May 929, and new crop at 907. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 384, new crop 375. Cash beans 880, new crop 892. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 182 to 202, Holstein fed cattle 157 to 175, market cows 87 to 117, bulls 125 to 155, calves 320 to 990, beef steers 155 to 295, Holstein steers 110 to 240. Sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 50 to 290, fed lambs 150 to 165, and ewes 85 to 110. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will continue today with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before it ends this evening. It's going to be windy too, with blowing snow likely for a good chunk of the day into tonight. Our high today, 27, 14 tonight. It'll be cooler, less windy, 21 tomorrow. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Gotta be tough,
tough, stand our ground. Don't let nobody pull us down.
Get on the fast lane and take it slow. We
got love,
steady as a rock,
flowing like a river, spinning like a top.
We got a combination too good to let go. Oh, oh,
keep it in the middle of the road,
honey. Let's keep it in the middle of the road.
Neither right nor left, right down the center we go.
Side like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
Look at this way. Did old Hank really do it this way? Well, I've seen the world with a five-piece band looking at the backside of me, singing my songs, one of his now and then. But I don't think Hank done them this way. Now, I don't think Hank done them this way. Take it on.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, 'cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. George Strait and Christmas Cookies here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the teens, snow across the region this morning as well. Please drive with extra caution. And we'll have our details with our ag weather forecast here coming up this next hour. Also, next hour, we'll be talking with Tim Trotter from Edge Dairy Cooperative. Had a chance to talk with Tim last week during the Milk Business Conference. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Well, do your homework before making an on-farm solar agreement. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Solar panels are showing up on more farm fields throughout rural America. Kelly Wilford is the Farm Management Outreach Specialist for the University of Wisconsin Extension. She says there are a lot of solar panels in Wisconsin, and farmers who might be looking into the topic should do their homework first.
The Solar Energy Industries Association tells us that we've got about 2,500 megawatts of solar already in place here in Wisconsin, which a megawatt's about 5 to 7 acres. So somewhere in the realm of 13,000 acres, not saying they're necessarily farmland acres, but in general acres of solar that's already here and happening. And they say that in the next 5 years, they're expecting another 4,500 megawatts, I believe. So certainly you can see how that acreage would add up quickly. Farmers seem to be interested in it to some extent, I should say farmers or landowners, from the perspective that those dollar signs look pretty enticing. But there is a lot more in those contracts besides just the dollar. So we always encourage folks to take a good look at it with your lawyer and then keep an eye out for anything that might trip you up long term.
There may be some understandable hesitation from farmers because they can't plow the land that holds solar panels.
I will say my experiences specifically with large-scale solar, so primarily that utility-scale solar where you're going to have 100 megawatts, so close to 500 acres or more in a given project. That doesn't mean you yourself have to have that much in a project, but just in that local area in a specific development. If you are currently farming that land or renting it to a farmer, putting solar on it typically means that you're not going to be able to farm it. However, there has been some interest in what we call agrivoltaics. So it's the idea that we have solar and agriculture together. So whether that's sheep that are grazing under the panels, whether that is spacing the panels far enough apart that you'd maybe be able to farm strips in between, really that conversation is up to you.
One key factor is making sure that farmers negotiate the entire contract situation and get answers needed up front. Wilford says farmers will need to have legal representation during the negotiation process.
These are really long, complicated documents. UW-Madison Division of Extension does have a number of resources, both a guide for leasing solar, where you can review what are some of the terms that you might see in this agreement, as well as what I call a companion conversation guide that's going to help you ask some of those questions and write down the answers. The reason that's important is because if you're having a conversation with a solar developer and they're making promises to you, and now you go to your lawyer with your contract and say, well, can you review this for me? They can review it for sort of the standard things. But if the solar developer made a specific promise to you and you don't tell your attorney about that promise, or you don't remember quite how that promise was phrased, they're not necessarily going to know to look for it in the agreement.
Resources for farmers are available at the UW Extension website. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place, where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jingle to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will continue today with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before it ends this evening. It's going to be windy too, with blowing snow likely for a good chunk of the day into tonight. Our high today, 27, 14 tonight. It'll be cooler, less windy, 21 tomorrow. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leroy Parnell and What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am? Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We do have temperatures in the teens, plenty of snow as well across the region this morning. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this next hour. Well, the Wisconsin Farmers Union, they did hold their annual convention here last weekend, and some of the orders of business for 2025 include concentration in the agriculture industry, a resolution to create fair maps for a nonpartisan procedure for legislative and congressional districts. Also, they'll work on quality health care in Wisconsin, continued and expanded funding of the Wisconsin LFPA program, and also combat climate change in farming. Those were the five special orders of business from Wisconsin Farmers Union at their annual convention. Of course, the National Farmers Union Convention coming up March 9th and through the 11th in Oklahoma City. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is moving forward with a long-anticipated proposal to classify monarch butterflies as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. The decision comes after a decade of warnings about monarch populations collapsing, and it could have big implications for farmers, ranchers, and landowners. I'll be back with more after this. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. The proposal to classify the monarch butterfly as threatened comes after years of research. Data shows that monarch butterfly numbers have plummeted dramatically since the 1980s, with populations down as much as 80% in the eastern United States and 90% in the west. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Director Martha Williams called the monarch butterfly a, quote, iconic and resilient species that simply needs a chance. The new proposal from the Fish and Wildlife Services focuses on two actions. First, they would classify monarchs as threatened, which allows more flexibility than an endangered designation. And second, the agency would seek to protect nearly 4,400 acres along the California coast as critical winter habitat. The goal is to safeguard the migratory butterfly, whose journey stretches thousands of miles each year from Canada to Mexico. The timeline for the final protections runs through the end of 2025. A 90-day public comment period is now open, with the Fish and Wildlife Service expecting to make a final decision by December of next year. If the rule moves forward, additional protections would likely phase in after that date. The agency emphasized that protections would still allow most farming operations to continue thanks to the 4D rule. Farmers could maintain practices like weed control, lawn maintenance, and incidental kills, like hitting butterflies with vehicles, without penalties. That flexibility, says American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval, quote, recognizes the conservation work farmers are already doing while balancing the need for practical solutions. But not everyone sees it that way. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller criticized the proposal as federal overreach, calling it a roadblock to growth and economic activity in rural areas. Miller argued the designation would make it difficult to develop land or expand operations, concerns echoed by some farmers and ranchers across the Midwest and Texas. Meanwhile, conservationists stressed the importance of milkweed, the sole food source for monarch caterpillars, and warned that its disappearance is a primary reason for the butterfly's decline. I'll have more when we come back.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Many national farm groups have been preparing for this decision, and they say they're willing to support monarch butterfly conservation efforts, but they are wary of additional red tape. With a year until the Fish and Wildlife Service's final decision, farmers and ranchers will have time to weigh in during the public comment period, which is open now through March 12th. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Nobody, oh, nobody. Maybe. ever again. I could have told you that. We came back home, got ready for bed. I said to myself, I've got one shot left. You're still mine and I won't stand in line behind nobody, nobody. Well, you're nobody called today. She hung up when I asked her name. Well, I wonder, does she think she is being clever? You say nobody's after you. The fact is what you say is true. But I can love you like nobody can. Even better.
For Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. Well, I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, and Bordeaux, France, been making the bars lots of big money and helping white people dance. I got you in trouble in high school, but college now that was a ball. Had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol. I got blamed at your wedding reception for your best man's embarrassing speech, and also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. I've influenced kings and world leaders. I helped Hemingway write like he did. And I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you put that lampshade on your head. 'Cause since the Lynchburg, Bordeaux, France, I've been making a fool out of folks just like you and helping white people dance. I am medicine and I am poison. I can help you up or make you fall. You had some of the best times you'll never remember. The day I left Milwaukee,
news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has reported another case of the H5N1 virus, this time in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County near the Wisconsin-Illinois border. This was just after a flock was reported with the virus at a farm in Barron County in far northwest Wisconsin. State veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle says the two virus outbreaks are likely not related to this fall's giveaway of over 150,000 chickens to the general public from poultry farmers in western Wisconsin that were abandoned by Pure Prairie Poultry.
We don't see any connection there. That was an incident that happened a couple of months ago. Even influenza is a very quickly moving disease in poultry. So these birds, these latest two cases, probably got exposed very shortly prior to exhibiting clinical signs within hours or days. So we don't see a connection there with that other incident with the poultry company.
Meanwhile, the Department of Health Services says one person from Barron County was likely infected with the H5N1 virus. California agriculture officials continue to recall raw milk from a Central Valley dairy after tests found the H5N1 virus in a sample of milk from a bulk tank. California officials warned residents not to consume milk from Valley Milk Supply bottled because it could lead to infection with the emerging flu virus. No illnesses have been reported so far. It was the second raw milk recall in California in 2 weeks. Raw Farm LLC of Fresno voluntarily recalled all of its raw milk and cream products December 3rd due to possible H5N1 contamination. Valley Milk is 100 miles away from Raw Farm LLC. USDA says the H5N1 virus was recently identified in a backyard poultry flock in Louisiana, making it the 50th state to report an outbreak. Almost 124 million birds have died of H5N1 since the disease first appeared in flocks in February of 2022. USDA Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says his agency is making domestic fertilizer production investments in 9 states, including Wisconsin, to lower fertilizer costs for American farmers and lower food costs for U.S. consumers. When we invest in domestic supply chains, we drive down input costs and increase options for farmers. Vilsack said that through the investments, USDA is bringing jobs back to the U.S., lowering costs for families and supporting farmer income. USDA is investing more than $116 million through the Fertilizer Production Expansion Program to help 8 facilities expand innovation and innovative fertilizer production, not only in Wisconsin, but also California, Colorado, Georgia, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, and Oklahoma. The program is funded by the Commodity Credit Corporation and provides funding to independent business owners to help them modernize equipment, adopt new technologies, and build new production plants. Through the program, USDA has invested $517 million in 76 fertilizer production facilities to expand domestic fertilizer access. The National Pork Producers Council is disappointed in Congress's decision to relinquish its responsibility to produce a 5-year farm bill and an overdue federal solution to California's Proposition 12. The organization says pork producers don't have the luxury of waiting for Congress to pass a new 5-year farm bill. After years of losing money and forcing family farmers out of business, we need the certainty to make decisions, said Lori Stevermeyer, NPPC president and a Minnesota pork producer. America's pork producers have continually raised our voices and have ultimately been ignored by Congress through its failure to provide a solution to the problems created by Prop 12. Instead, congressional leadership announced its intention to pass a clean 1-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, denying new programs or funding. NPPC and other agricultural stakeholders will continue to push Congress to provide a federal solution to Prop 12 and other priorities. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will continue today with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before it ends this evening. It's going to be windy, too, with blowing snow likely for a good chunk of the day into tonight. Our high today, 27, 14 tonight. It'll be cooler, less windy, 21 tomorrow. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Downtown's getting busy, people everywhere. Stores are decorated, there's Christmas in the air. Santa's getting ready, kids are counting down. The only thing left to do right now is pick out a Christmas tree, top shelf in aisle three. We'll tie it to the car. Hey, don't forget the star. And when we get back home, plug it in and watch it go. Can't stay up past our bedtime and play for it to snow. Till we pick out a Christmas tree, top shelf in aisle three. We'll tie it to the car. Hey, don't forget the star. And when we get back home, plug it in and watch it go. Grab your coat, December's here. What you say if we go and pick out a Christmas tree, top shelf in aisle three. We'll tie it to the car. Hey, don't forget, don't forget the star. And when we get back, when we get home, back home, plug it in and watch it go. Between love and money, she used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl, an American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance. And a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American. She's got her God and she's got good wine, Aretha Franklin and Patsy Cline. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's gonna make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty in a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. You got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty in a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty in a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.